The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
We're going to talk about what it means to love your neighbor, who our neighbor is, and we're going to answer some questions, but it's extremely important that we understand that God has a calling on us as the body of Christ to reach out into our community and touch the lives of people all around us. What I want to see is I want to create a culture here at Bethel Worship Center that wherever we are conscious of the fact that there's people out there that need what we have. Maybe all they need is you to smile. Maybe all they need is for you to be kind to them. Maybe they need prayer. Maybe they need healing. I believe if we will be the kind of neighbors that Jesus Christ has called us to be, we will see some extreme things take place, miraculous things take place in our community and in our lives. But God has to get our attention. And this morning, I just want to try to get your attention with this. I want you to realize that coming up here with Bethel Worship Center, there's a lot of things happening, new things that are happening. I'm going to share some of that with you this morning. But God wants to get our attention so that we can be attentive to reaching people for Him. You know, sometimes we just need to be woken out of our days. I think everybody knows that we have a few goats. We have just three goats. I'm sorry, four goats. Now we have a baby goat. And our goats are free-range goats. I open the gate in the morning and let them go out, and they just run around and eat what they want, do what they want pretty much. However, in order for that to happen, I have to, from time to time, get their attention. So what I have done is I've taken dog collars, shocker collars, and I put them on my goats. And if my goats get into something that they're not supposed to, I give them a little shock. And believe me, it gets their attention. It wakes them up just like that. And usually I only have to do this once or twice, and they stay away from that tree or bush or whatever it is. Now, sometimes I'm not around, so I have to give the little shocker thing to my mother. So if they come up to her house and start eating her bushes, she can shock them. But I found out that I had to take the shockers away from my mom because she loves shocking those goats. Yeah, she gets their attention now. If anybody knows my mother, you know that I'm lying to you. Yeah. She has a hard time shocking the goats, even when they get into something that she doesn't want them to get into. But getting their attention is what I'm talking about, and getting our attention. God is trying to get our attention so that we can love our neighbors. There's such an important task that we have before us to love our neighbors. And we have a new initiative here at Bethel Worship Center. That is initiative to love our neighbors. And we're going to do some specific things. Eddie already mentioned this morning that next Saturday, I'm getting way ahead of myself here, but next Saturday we are going to meet here at the church, and we're going to go out and invite people to our Fun Fest. Now, it's just something that we want to do to love our community and love our neighbors. We want to share with them this free event. We want them to know that we love them enough that we're going to do this. And who knows? There might be an opportunity when we go out and pray and share this to pray for somebody, to meet somebody's need, to see a miracle take place. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to go out and pray for everybody that comes. I'm just saying, be aware that when we go out in the community and we invite people to come to this fun fest, who knows what might happen? Let's be awake. Let's be aware. We don't want the Holy Spirit to have to shock us, wake us up. Let's get on with this thing. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18 says this, "You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus also told us that that commandment was an extremely important commandment. So let's get started this morning. Let's turn to Luke chapter 10. Verse 25 through 29. And first of all, we're going to answer, who is our neighbor? Verse 25 says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your strength, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live.' But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'Who is my neighbor?'" It's a good question. And we as believers in Jesus Christ, we need to know that there is an answer to that. Who is our neighbor? The lawyer here, his question implies that there must be somebody that doesn't qualify to be my neighbor. In fact, the Jews, they really believed that their neighbor was only other Jews. So anybody else that was around them or they came in contact with, they didn't have an obligation to love them and be kind to them and reach out to them. Now, I think it's really important that we understand something. The Jewish, Orthodox Jews today still feel that way. Now, I'm very much a supporter of Israel. I believe we should pray for them. I believe we should support them. But I want to tell you something. They don't like you. In fact, if you went into an Orthodox community as a Christian, they would do nasty things to you because they don't believe that you are worthy to even have breath. Now, does that mean that we should shun them, that we shouldn't pray for them, that we shouldn't encourage good things to happen to Israel? Absolutely not. We were encouraged to do that. But I just want you to understand, they're not nice people sometimes. They're not kind. They're not loving. Not toward people that they think are on the outside. That's why we have to be in spite of what they are like. Because we have been called to be salt and light. Not only to them, but to everyone. So everyone must be our neighbor. This Jewish lawyer asked, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus tells this story, Luke 10, verse 30. "And Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side.'" Now, here we are. We're looking, we're talking about two very religious people. A Levite who worked within the temple and a priest who worshiped and ministered to people. "Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion." Now, first of all, this was a Jew that went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Two very religious people pass by this guy who's been beaten up, robbed, taken advantage of by thieves. They see him lying there, and they just pass by. They do not want to get involved. Wow. I think we live in a society today where people really don't want to get involved with other people's problems. You know, there's been many times, there's been people that have been robbed and harassed by criminals, crying out for somebody's help, and other people just didn't want to get involved, so they ignored the situation. This is what is going on here with this particular situation. And then the scripture says, a Samaritan. Now, we got to understand the Samaritans' relationship with the Jews. The Samaritans were biracial. The Samaritans were partial Jew. It goes all the way back to when the Jewish people were put into exile, and they came, Nehemiah and Ezra came back to rebuild the city, and the Samaritans wanted to be a part of that, and they refused to allow the Samaritans to be a part of the temple worship because they were not purebred. Seems kind of ungodly from my perspective, but that was God's desire, God's rule for the Jewish people. They had to stay pure so that their bloodline was pure. So at this point in history, the Jews and the Samaritans have been at odds with each other for many, many hundreds of years. The Samaritans were outcasts, and yet the Samaritan is the one that had compassion. So what we need to see when we look at this is that we have to understand what the scripture is saying here. In this particular word, the Hebrew word, I'll have, it means human love for another, includes family, it's sexual love, it covers the whole gamut. It's talking about a love for people. In the Greek, in the passage where Jesus tells us to love one another or have love toward a person, it means to welcome, to entertain, to be fond of, to love dearly. The Word of God is telling us that all people, wherever they are our neighbors. And we have a responsibility to treat them with love, respect, honor them. A neighbor here means friend, companion, fellow, another one. Being a neighbor, not only to the people here at Bethel Worship Center, but being a good neighbor to the people out there is our mandate. We're called to be a neighbor, to reach out, to touch people's lives. That's why one of the things that we're going to be doing, beginning with our Fun Fest, is every activity that we have, we're going to go out and start inviting people. We're going to go out and start doing things in our community where we're serving the community, where we're not asking for money, we're not asking for anything. We just want to love people. We want to serve them. One of the things I want to do is just go out sometime, go out into the communities around us and just see if people need help with anything. Rake leaves, help in the yard. Come on, let's be neighbors. Let's show people that Bethel Worship Center truly believes in the love mandate. We truly believe that Jesus Christ died. He loved us so much. He loved the whole world so much that He died for us. The question is not, who is my neighbor? But are we going to be good neighbors? That's really the most important thing. Everyone's our neighbor. Recently, I was reading a story about Jackie Robinson. And Jackie Robinson was the first African-American to play Major League Baseball. He broke the color barrier. But when Jackie Robinson was playing professional baseball, everywhere he went, he was booed and ridiculed. One day, he was at home. They were at home playing. And Jackie Robinson committed an error. He played second base. And the whole place seemed like was booing him. He was standing there at second base, just feeling horrible. He was being ridiculed by thousands of people in the stands. And his shortstop, Pee Wee Reese, came over, put his arm around him, and just stood there in front of the whole crowd. The place went silent. Jackie Robinson said, "That saved my career." That's, I believe, what God is calling us to, as being neighbors. To anybody and every, it doesn't matter what somebody else is saying about someone. How are we going to treat them? What are we going to do? How are we going to reach them? Jackie Robinson changed the whole face of professional sports and changed people's attitudes toward African Americans, because he was strong enough to stay, but he had people who loved him enough to be his neighbor, put their arm around him, and encourage him. What are we going to do? We're going to love our neighbor. Our neighbor is the richest person in our area and the poorest person in our area. God is no respecter of person. Are we going to reach our neighbors? Second thing I want to share with you this morning, what does neighborly love really look like? Luke 10, 33, beginning with 33 through 35. I'm going to go ahead and read 33 again. "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil, wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.'" What does neighborly love really look like? It looks like a sacrifice sometimes for us. It looks like reaching out and giving a hand up. It looks like taking care of somebody's need, even if it costs us financially, emotionally, spiritually. It looks like being there for other people. It looks like getting outside of our four walls and moving into the lives of people who need to know the love of Jesus Christ. That's what being a neighbor is. The secondary definition of love in Hebrew is human appetite or objects such as food, drink, sleep, wisdom. It's meeting people's needs. It's awesome to have our needs met, and we always cry out to God. We're so thankful that when God meets all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. But there's many out there that have needs. It's not always financial needs. It's emotional. It's spiritual needs. It's a need to see the power of God moving in their life. It's a need to know that God is real and he's on the throne. It's a need to know that he's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. He's still an awesome and powerful God. A little boy was sent to the grocery store by his mother to buy a loaf of bread. He was gone a lot longer than he should have been. And when he came back, his mother said, finally, you've returned. You were gone way too long. Where have you been? And he said, well, while I was gone, I ran across a little boy who's wrecked and he broke his bike. So I helped him. And the mother said, I didn't know if you knew anything about fixing bikes. No, he said, I didn't. He said, the little boy was crying. And I just sat down and cried with him. I think that's what our neighbors need sometimes. They need us just to be there. They need to know that we care enough that maybe we can cry with them. Romans 12:5 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. That's what being a neighbor is all about. Who is our neighbor? Everyone. What does neighborly love look like? I believe it's extravagant kindness above and beyond. And the third thing I want to say to you this morning is that we have a mandate to go and do likewise. Verse 36 and 37. So which of these do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Hallelujah. Jesus is saying for us to go and do likewise. This wasn't just for this lawyer. This is for us. To go, to do likewise, to touch lives. We've got a lot of exciting things going on around here at Bethel Worship Center. There's some new opportunities for people to get involved. New ministries, new outreach. We believe that God has called us to reach a 50-mile radius. And what that looks like, we've never really defined it, but we're in the process of doing that. One of the things we know for sure, that we've been in this building for about 11 years now, coming up on 12, and it's time to do some renovation, make some changes. So we're in the process. Everybody's seen the cafe. I want to thank Eddie and everybody, Mike Norman. There's been several people work on it, but praise God. I mean, opening it up like that's just been awesome. It's given everybody an opportunity to realize that we had a cafe in the first place. Some people didn't even know that. And it's a ministry for our youth. What an opportunity. But the renovations are being done on that. We're doing renovations in the hall. We're getting ready to do some renovations in the foyer area. We're getting ready to do some things here in the sanctuary. Some changes are going to come. In fact, I'd like to show you some pictures of some possibilities of things that we're going to be doing, because I don't want to catch anybody off guard. When we do this, because we're probably going to move in here 1 week, get all this done, and have it done the next week when you come in. So if you could show some of the sanctuaries. Now, it's not going to be just like this, but we're looking at doing some things similar to this. We haven't approved everything that we're going to do yet. Go ahead, show some of them. We're going to be doing a lot of things. There's going to be some dark walls. We're going to be doing a lot of things with our lighting. I like that. Yeah, that was a little hard to tell. But if you have been in any of the churches, Open Door has a real nice display that they have on their stage. Just real simple stuff that they've come up with. There's a lot of, we're asking for people who are creative. We want to be creative with this. And I want you to understand, the reason we're doing this is because I believe that in order for Bethel Worship Center to begin, once again, to reach our community, we've got to be cutting edge. We've got to get to on board with some of the things that are happening, and we've got to reach a younger generation. Praise God for all of us who are here. Thank God. I appreciate it. But we need to reach the younger generation as well. And we need them to know that we love them and that God has a place for them and there is a work for them. So all these things that we're doing is a preparation to begin to see some new people coming in the doors. I'm excited about this, but I want to tell you something. The most important thing that I'm excited about is the Love Your Neighbor initiative, where we're going to go out there and invite people to Bethel Worship Center, where we're going to touch people's lives. And once again, I want you to understand, I don't want to put any pressure on people feeling like you got to go out and witness to somebody. No, I just want you to go out and love people. You know, God may open the door for you to share Jesus. He may open the door for you to pray and see a healing. Let's see some miracles take place. When you get outside of these four walls, that's where the miracles need to happen. Yeah, I want it to happen here, but I want it to happen there. I want people's lives touched. So I'm really excited about this new initiative to love our neighbors. So every time we have an event here at Bethel Worship Center, we're going to get out there and invite people. In fact, we're going to do some things that we're not even inviting people to Bethel. We're just going to go out and love people. We're going to reach them. We're going to touch their lives. And I want you to understand something. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to reach out and touch people. It's dangerous to reach people. I was told one time when our church first started having a growth spurt in our church. I was told one time when I said that, you know, the people were a little upset because there was some new people coming in. We were getting new people. And I said, but, you know, look at what is happening. Look at all the good things that are happening. And the person said to me, but what kind of people are they? Wow. You're going to experience that. When we start seeing some people coming in these doors, what kind of people are they going to be? I don't know, but God loves them. What kind of lifestyle are they going to have? Probably not things that we would encourage, but God loves them. We love them. We want them. So I'm just giving you a warning. If that's going to bother you, prepare yourself for it. God is getting ready to do a new thing here at Bethel Worship Center. But guess what? We have to get involved with it. We're already seeing some supernatural things take place in our worship and in our meetings when we come together. It's exciting to see the things that are happening here at Bethel Worship Center. It never ceases to amaze me how people can see things from a totally different perspective. Sometimes people will come in these doors. They've been here for a long time. And they'll say, where's God? I don't feel God. I'll talk to somebody else and they say, man, God has been showing up every time we come together. So let me ask you, who has the problem? Attitude has everything to do with what we experience when we come in these doors. God is looking for those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. I'm excited that God is doing a new thing here at Bethel Worship Center. We're going to fill this place up, not just for the sake of numbers, but for the sake of souls. Amen. Hallelujah. Go and do likewise. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Jesus said this. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. When we can really grasp the awesome power that has been delegated to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that we have a Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, He is in me. And Jesus said, the things that I've done, you will do greater. Let's catch hold of that dream, that vision that Jesus cast out for us. Let's do some greater things. But remember, it can be painful. I don't want to hear any whining. I don't want to hear, well, you know, I gave my all to somebody and they turned their back on me. Try being a pastor. See how it feels sometimes. Listen, let's stop the whining. You know, you got to be careful. If you got an injured dog, you got to be careful with that dog because that dog might bite you. Do you know what? I'd still try to help that dog. People sometimes who are injured, they'll bite you. Do it anyway. Reach your neighbors. Touch their lives. We're going to make a difference in our surrounding communities. We're going to reach out. We're going to touch lives. I love this poem by Mother Teresa. It's an anyway poem. People are often unreasonable, illogical, self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you're kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest, frank with people, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give the world the best you have anyway. You see, in the final analysis, is between you and your God. There's never been between you and them anyway. Amen. Let's do this thing. Regardless of what people might say about us. Regardless of what people, the way people might treat us. Regardless of the opposition that we encounter. Look, here's the thing that I have discovered. Particularly when you are a church that believes in the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit. When you believe that God is in the miracle working business today, people are not going to like that. And the greatest opposition you will get will come from the church, not so much from the world. Because the church, most of the church, do not want to believe that the power of Jesus is available. We don't want to do the work that is necessary to get outside and touch people's lives. But we here at Bethel Worship Center are going to do just that. We're going to love our neighbors together, united in unity, and we're going to support one another. We're going to stand with each other. We're going to believe that God has a calling for Bethel Worship Center. There's not going to be any whining and complaining. There's going to be work. There's going to be opportunity. There's going to be ministry. that's going to take place from Bethel. Now, that's another thing I got to get used to saying Bethel, because I believe that's the way we should be referring to ourselves. Bethel Church. Bethel is going to reach a community. Bethel is going to serve God with all our heart, soul, and mind. Stand with me.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber, and I trust you've been blessed by this week's podcast. Our desire here at Bethel is to connect you to the kingdom of God with inspired and anointed teaching. If you like this teaching and would like to know more about our ministry here at Bethel, please visit our website at bethelwc.org.